there was some doubt whether we'd be playing baseball at all with everything that's happened because of the coronavirus pandemic. How happy are you just to be out playing baseball again?
Paul, I'm ecstatic, very ecstatic. The boys have took to it very well. You know, practice-wise, staying in the groups of four and five and six is a little bit more difficult when there's, you know, one or two coaches at it instead of, you know, having five or six. My mentor had six or seven coaches here, so it was easy to kind of to social distance a little more than what we are now, but very excited that the season is upon us right now. Really excited.
Still early, obviously, but how is it for you taking over now as the head coach?
You know as well as I do. It's going to get thrown around a lot, especially by me, but in my mind, Phil was a legend. In Muhlenberg Athletics and Muhlenberg Baseball, Phil Rakuglia is, to me, and it sounds kind of strange to come it out, but he's God. He really was. He was such a mentor to the young men in this community, as well as a baseball coach. And to me, it's like trying to go out and play coach football against Bill Belichick. You know, when Bill Belichick leaves the Patriots, who's going to take that job? And the first guy that takes that job, it's, you know, that you're looking upon the world. And I know that he wishes nothing but the best on me and doesn't want to put pressure on me or think that there is. But in the back of my mind, well, there's a little pressure here when you take over for Phil, because he did everything. And I mean, when I say that, I mean everything the right way.
I really, really hope a check is in the mail from Phil to you after that comment.
I can guarantee you there won't be, but there might be money slipped there somewhere along the line. Maybe not a check, but he'll find a way to slip me something, I'm sure.
Well, tell me a little bit about your team this year. Is it an offensive team, a team that's going to rely on pitching and defense? What do you think you have?
You know, I think you hit it there on the last one. It'll be pitching and defense, pretty much the same as we were last year. I have Dylan Sharp back, who was pretty much a horse for us last year. He'll be our leader on the mound again this year. So I think, you know, him, Alex Crick, I have a senior, Gage Brown, who took a couple of summers off from the A's program but came back this year to contribute. I think with the three of them, we're going to, you know, arm-wise we'll be fine. Defensively we'll be studs. As long as we, you know, we clean up all the little things, we'll be just fine. We may have a little bit of trouble with the hitting of the ball, but, you know, these aluminum bats make a little bit of a difference. Now too.
Last thing, how excited are the kids to be playing baseball?
Well, very excited. Today was a little bit of going on with, we've gotten some emails and some things running around through the league about, you know, making sure that the masks were worn and things. And as a coaching, from the coaching, you know, aspect of it, there were a bunch of us today that we were a little skeptical that we would even be here tonight playing yet. There were some of us that thought, okay, you know, we've done everything we could for these boys, but in how much is enough? And we talked ourselves out of it, and we're here playing baseball. So they're excited. I mean, they're very, very pumped up for this year. So I hope all goes well for them. I really do.
I appreciate your time. Good luck this season.
Thank you very much, Paul. Appreciate your time.